MetEireann has this lunchtime issued a yellow low temperature warning for the entire country for Thursday and Friday of this week, with a sharp to severe frost forecast and icy hazardous conditions expected. Temperatures could fall as low as minus 4 degrees nationally due to an Arctic air mass over the country. Showers of hail, sleet and snow will also occur during the second half of the week. Well, we can talk now to the National Director for Fire and Emergency Management, Keith Leonard, who's on the line. A very good afternoon to you, Mr. Leonard. Thank you for talking to us today.
Good afternoon, Brian.
So we have a flavour there of what's expected. What more can you tell us about what might be in prospect for us and what's been done to prepare for this weather event?
Well, we are preparing, and I suppose it's in the context really of what looks like is going to be a prolonged cold spell lasting at least into early next week. And I suppose a key feature of this cold spell is those low daytime temperatures, struggling some days to get above freezing. So, you know, some difficult conditions ahead of us in the next 7 to 10 days. And the National Directorate have been working with the local authorities in MetEireann since last Friday to prepare for this oncoming cold spell. We've been working with local authorities, severe weather assessment teams, which are all now activated, and Transport Infrastructure Ireland and local authorities are working to treat roads and will be treating primary and secondary roads in accordance with winter maintenance plans. Transport Infrastructure Ireland have over 200,000 tonnes of salt in place, which is double what would not be used in a normal winter. And I suppose another key part of the preparations is the Department of Transport. They're working with public transport operators who've all activated their severe weather plans and contingency arrangements for working in those kind of snowy and icy conditions.
The fact that this is expected to be a cold snap, if I can describe it as that, that's going to last over a number of days, and it seems result in quite low daytime temperatures as well. What particular challenges does that present?
Okay, well, look, I suppose we'd have some public safety advice, really, that's very important to kind of keep in mind over the next number of days. And the first piece, really, is around driving conditions. Mm-hmm. Driving conditions are going to be hazardous over probably the next week to 10 days. Black ice is going to be a key hazard on a lot of roads and often very difficult to see. So the key message here, really, to drivers is to slow down and be aware of other road users. And I suppose for all people undertaking journeys, just allow a little bit of extra time and, as I say, drive with caution.
And do the local authorities have the supplies of salt that they'll need to try to keep roads open?
Absolutely. We've confirmed with the local authorities and with Transport Infrastructure Ireland that there are salt supplies in place, which should be more than sufficient to handle the conditions we expect over the next number of days.
And for go ahead.
So, Brian, a key message I would like to get across that's very important today, particularly before the weather gets really cold, is for people to check on vulnerable and isolated neighbours, check that their house is warm, check that they have groceries. The conditions are going to be very difficult for elderly people and people with disabilities to get around over the next few days. So, again, that's a job that we would ask people in their communities to do today if possible.
I mean, we all know about what's been happening in terms of energy costs. What would you say to people who, you know, are trying to watch those bills, trying to limit the amount of time that the heating is on? What do you say to them over the next number of days, the next week to 10 days?
Look, I absolutely understand that people are struggling with the high cost of energy. There's a national fuel scheme that's helping householders to meet their heating costs. And in addition, the Department of Social Protection can provide assistance to householders under the exceptional needs payment and the urgent needs payment. But again, the key message here is that with the energy regulator, and this has been agreed with all energy suppliers, gas suppliers and electricity suppliers, that nobody will be cut off this winter because they can't afford to pay bills. So it would appeal to people to heat their houses over the next 10 days and as much as they possibly can.
And further advice to homeowners, you know, mindful perhaps of the risk of pipes freezing, pipes bursting them when the thaw comes through. What are the measures that they can take to try to reduce the risk of that?
Well, again, I suppose maybe a key measure and a very important piece is for people with vacant properties, whether they be holiday homes or commercial premises, to turn off the water if they're not going to be attending those premises over the next few days. And the other key piece then is just to kind of, as I say, keep the house warm, particularly let a bit of heat into the overhead tank over the next 10 days, and hopefully that will mitigate the worst of the temperatures. And again, just to say that while temperatures will be low, hopefully they won't be as low as to cause severe freezing of pipes at this point.
Yeah, and just at this stage, is are you hopeful that, for example, schools and you know, other and workplaces, that they can remain open? Or will consideration be given to that as we get closer to Thursday and Friday?
Absolutely. We keep the situation under review, and these things are always some degree of uncertainty. But the aim at the moment would be, you know, while there will be some disruption, things should be manageable and to keep things functioning as close to normal as we possibly can. And just to say as well that there's a good resource available at the Be Winter Ready at gov.ie, which gives a lot of advice for a range of sectors, including that household advice for water, but also for agriculture and across the range of areas.
Very good. Keith Leonard, National Director for Fire and Emergency Management. Thank you very much for that. We'll take a short break then. We'll be hearing from the front line in the winter war in Ukraine.